Hello and good day. Today is Thursday, May 22nd, 2008, and this is The Morning Rush, your podcasting source for the latest headlines and weather in Lawrence. I'm 6 News meteorologist Matt Elwell. Thunder showers moving through into the morning. We could see a few showers on through late morning, even into the noon hour, but I would expect most of the rain to be done as you get into the late part of the morning. 77 for a daytime high. Those showers and thunderstorms moving through for the first part of the day. Wind out of the east, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Gusting up to 25, 62 the overnight. Low, there's a scattered chance of some evening showers or thunderstorms, but it looks like another chance of rain on Friday morning. Thundershowers possible, 80 degrees for a daytime high. The wind shifting to the southeast on your Friday between 10 and 15 miles an hour with gusts up near 20. A Saturday afternoon or early evening chance of thundershowers, 84 for a daytime high, 85 on Sunday. That's your weather and coming up next, your Morning Rush headlines, but first a word from our sponsor.
Good morning, Lawrence. I'm Journal World reporter Erin Castaneda. Here's your headlines for today. House Speaker Melvin Neufeld on Wednesday declared there would be no attempt to override Governor Kathleen Sebelius' veto of legislation that would have authorized construction of two coal-fired power plants. The announcement by Neufeld essentially ends legislative action on the most fiercely debated issue of the 2008 session and moves the battle over the two 700-megawatt plants to the courts. In other news, the next time the National Weather Service issues a tornado warning for Douglas County, sirens will be sounded. That's according to a revised policy favored by the Douglas County Emergency Management Advisory Board and county commissioners. Emergency management was criticized by some earlier this month when sirens were not sounded, even though tornado warnings were issued by the Weather Service. The storms, which included tornadoes, struck during the early morning hours of May 2nd. In business today, Papachino's Pizzeria is closed in downtown Lawrence and Overland Park, and its signature slices won't be cooked to order anymore unless owner Greg Keenan can pay his taxes. Agents from the Kansas Department of Revenue seized all cash, known bank accounts, business inventory, and equipment from Keenan and his two restaurants Wednesday morning, seeking to cut into more than $170,000 in unpaid taxes and penalties. The moves came after the department filed tax warrants seeking repayment for unpaid sales taxes and payroll withholding taxes, plus interest and penalties. One of the warrants is from this year. Another goes back to 2005 when Keenan had owed $150,000 and had established a payment plan to satisfy the debt. In sports, a fiberglass Jayhawk has been revamped after an act of vandalism has placed it out of sight for months. The Jayhawk, Peace, Love, and Daisy Hill Forever from Jayhawks on Parade 5 years ago, is back resting on its concrete stand atop a base of stone tiles on the lawn out front of Douglas County Bank. For the past 2 months, pros in an auto shop in Kansas City have painted it and repaired it with the same care they would a high-performance automobile. That'll do it for today's Morning Rush. Remember, you can find updated headlines and breaking news at ljworld.com and 6newslawrence.com. And we welcome your feedback at The Morning Rush, so please send any email to editor@ljworld.com. Once again, I am Erin Castaneda. Thanks for listening to The Morning Rush. Have a great day.